Welcome to Real Hits. I'm Ben Albert of the Real Business Connections Network. Real Hits is where I rebroadcast some of the absolute best podcasts because they provide real value and insights on business and life. In my book, they are real hits. Full episodes in their entirety. This way you can gain more value from other podcasters, personalities, and guests. Today on Real Hits, we have an episode from Discovery Call with Danielle Hamlet. Discovery Call with Danielle Hamlet. It's called Content Marketer and Creator of the CAN System, Ben Albert. Yep, it's me. This is me on Discovery Call. Amazing conversation with Danielle. I'm not going to talk much. I'm going to let you guys listen for yourself. Pure value. I encourage you to subscribe to the Real Business Connections Network if you haven't yet. And when you're finished with that, check out the show notes and subscribe to Discovery Call. Oh yeah, and if you'd like to submit your podcast to be featured on Real Hits, DM me on LinkedIn or email ben@balbertmarketing.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to my little bonus episode at the end of the year today. So this podcast started in November, and this marks the 10th episode. And I'm choosing to make that a little celebration on my half over here. We made it to 10 episodes, and I'm so excited what is going to come in the new year. But also, I have an awesome guest to share with you today. I have Ben Albert. He is someone that I actually met on LinkedIn. He had something really cool to say. I left a comment, and the rest is kind of history from there. And I come to find out that he actually has a lot of cool things to say quite often, and he has a lot of interesting conversations on his podcast. So that's just a little plug in to, you know, get connected with Ben on LinkedIn and just check out what he's doing and listen to his podcast because you will not regret it. But also, if you are new here and wondering kind of what Discovery Call is all about, I guess I could say in a nutshell, it's obviously about Discovery Calls, not necessarily in its purest form, but in a way that I will host a Discovery Call with service providers from all over and basically unpack what it is that they do, what is their awesome sauce that makes them just so unique in how they do it, and even the little tips and tricks they might have to share along the way. So this is really my dream, is to kind of create this resource, kind of like a little database resource on my website, where if you need something or someone that is not in your network, maybe you're in a position where you are ready to hire on a virtual assistant, but you just don't know any virtual assistants, you could kind of come onto this website for Discovery Call and find some episodes where we talk to some of them, and then you can find someone that will suit you well. So it's really a place where I create a platform for people to just shine on what they do best, but also a resource for those who might be looking for somebody. And I also, it's not just for if you're looking for somebody, but to grow your network as well. So I like to envision that someone's listening in on these podcast episodes, and they really hear somebody that they are just really connecting with, and they actually go out and connect with that person. I have an awesome story where somebody was listening to an episode about a bookkeeper, and for their husband's business, it became apparent that that is something that she'll really need to step in and do. And so she literally just contacted that person, and it led to an opportunity where she's like, hey, I need a guinea pig for a course. Do you want me to teach you? And you can just kind of do my course for me and be my guinea pig. And she was like, yes. And I thought that is such a perfect example of what this podcast can all be about. And we hear somebody we want to connect with, maybe have a question, let them know you heard them on Discovery Call. And then you never know what kind of opportunities or networking or what have you may come from there. So take that as you will. And I think that's a really nice lead in to Ben Albert, because you'll find that he has a generous heart in this area. And I am so excited for you to meet Ben. So without further ado, let's talk to Ben Albert. Welcome to Discovery Call Podcast, where we are all about connecting business owners with their next person to meet their outsourcing needs. Business owners, I know it can be hard to find that right person when you are ready to outsource your business. So come here, listen in a Discovery Call, get to know someone, and find your next person even faster. But service providers, this podcast is for you too. We get to cheer each other on, learn from each other, and honestly, grow our network even more. So everyone, tune in, because I know you are ready to finally level up your business, and this is the place that will help you do so. Well, hey, welcome to the podcast, Ben. Can you tell listeners a little more about you, what you do, and where you're from?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. My name's Ben Albert. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm no superhero. From Rochester, New York, upstate New York. I do a lot of things. I like to say I ask questions for a living. And the reason I say I ask questions for a living is I host a few podcasts and I have a marketing company. And I'm not square peg round hole with what I do. I ask a lot of questions because how else can you learn from someone? How else can you learn about them? How else can you serve them? So I guess that's just a little bit about Ben.
Awesome. That is perfect. Marketing is probably a great job for you as well if you just like to ask questions, because that's how you have to really get to know what you're doing. So yeah. That is awesome. And how many podcasts do you have again?
Okay. So it's a little confusing. I have a music podcast that's on hiatus. Then I have a business podcast. The thing with the business podcast is I have multiple segments now. So there's the main interview show. It's called Rochester Business Connections, and it's all about Rochester, New York. But then I wanted to expand out, and I wanted to talk to just like mentors of mine and influential people all across the world. So then I launched Learn, Speak, Teach, which is a national podcast. And then there's 5-Minute Fridays, which is easy to implement business tips. And then there's Ben's Bites, which is just me talking about literally whatever I want. So since there's multiple things going on here, I added, it was called Rochester Business Connections originally. I added the word network, very fancy rebrand. So Rochester Business Connections Network. So now all these shows are shows within themselves, but it's all on one RSS feed. So it's one podcast feed, but there's so many different things that you can get on one feed. So it's a little confusing. I just tell people to subscribe and basically figure it out on their own. So
yeah, subscribe and buckle up, right? That's awesome.
Exactly, and buckle up.
Yeah, that's perfect. Awesome. All right, so let's unpack a little bit what you do with your business as a marketer. And I kind of got a taste that you approach it different than the typical marketing strategies you might see out there. So what is it that you do that is pretty unique in how you do that?
Yeah, so I don't want to give like my entire resume of different things, but I guess the two main points would be I come from a sales background. And I find that marketing and sales in large companies especially, there's this massive divide where they're using different language and marketing's bringing leads in and then sales is being aggressive with them and not being nourishing and nurturing. So since I come with a sales background, I'm very much focused on personal branding, social selling, basically ways that salespeople can infuse marketing, whether it's gift giving or personal branding or content marketing or influencer marketing. I'm not the biggest fan of the traditional pay-per-click kind of methods, even though I do them, just because I feel like you're paying for this attention. And I like to take the sales approach of how can I get a sale? How can I connect to the customer? How can I be consultative and figure out exactly what they need, but then infuse that with marketing? So that's why I come in with kind of a different style. I'm not super numbers oriented. I'm very much big picture. Like, let's figure out how we can write copy that sells. Let's think about content that's going to make people click and make them excited and lead to a phone call. And the other thing that I love to focus on is just being holistic. And what I mean by that is, let's say you hire a personal trainer and you have a little bit of left arm pain. So they say, oh, we need to do some therapy on your left arm. We're going to work out your left arm, but no right arm, no lower legs, no upper body. Don't worry about health. Don't worry about sleep. You don't need that. You think this person was crazy. But so many salespeople and marketers are like, I have the best option. This is what I sell. This is not what they say, but this is what I sell. This is what gives me the highest ROI, the most commission in my pocket. This is the easiest thing for me to do. So I'm going to sell you this. I like to look at this holistically. Let's ask as many questions as possible. I'm more of a generalist, Danielle. I'm not a perfect at one little thing, but let's ask as many questions as possible, diagnose the needs, and tailor make the program. So I actually don't always do well with really large corporate kind of businesses, but I do great with smaller businesses that are mobile, that are hungry, that are looking to try new things, because I have that holistic perspective. It's not just item A, B, and C. It's let's sit down, let's figure out exactly what you need and see what we can tackle today and so on and so forth.
That is awesome. So I just love the fact that you will just really take the whole business into account and just all the different aspects that come together. And, you know, I think a lot of people spend a lot of money on marketing that really isn't that effective. And you're not interested in just follow my program and do what I say, and I will just make that work for everybody. But you're just like, okay, let's get to know you. And I think that's awesome.
And since you mentioned that, I might as well say, I think that's like the biggest myth ever. Like people think if I throw money towards marketing, it'll make an ROI just because, and I say a lot of businesses and I hesitate because they have to, because they're so busy and they're so hardworking that they're working inside of their business, but not on their business enough. And they just want to hire someone to solve all their problems. But going back to branding and sales and creating a personal brand and that kind of thing, I want business owners to take the accountability to comment on, like reply to comments on posts and post on their personal wall. You can't just spend a ton of money on branding and just expect it to, not branding, but marketing in general. You can't spend a ton of money on marketing and just assume it's going to work because you threw money at the wall. Like, granted, if you do have a $20,000 a year budget, we can make it work. But if your budget's only a couple thousand dollars, work on your business, not just in your business. And yeah, I think it's a big myth that you can just spend money on marketing and expect an ROI. There's so many things that need to be in place to not just get an ROI, but just crush it, you know? First tangent of the day. I'm a tangent guy, so just so you know.
It's perfect. I like it. That's perfect. And so, yeah, I could tell you make them get from behind the brand, right? You can't just hide behind the logo and the brand. You have to get out there and people actually know who you are and what you do. So that is perfect. Yeah. What would be the sign that somebody might be ready to really work with you? Kind of like, what is that point in which they're like, okay, let's get Ben. What would you see like that's the point?
They need to be willing to accept the reality that I cost money, but also understand that I'll meet them at their level. So very simple example, I created a logo for someone 12 months ago, and 12 and a half months later, he says, listen, I'm looking to invest in something further here. The logo wasn't a big investment. The brand guide, it got him started, set up a Google My Business, like have the basics set up, and it's very cost effective, but it's going to cost money. So my whole point is that I will meet people at their level, but I don't like people that are just kind of, not to say dicking around, but dicking around. And they need to be, I like to be with driven people. One thing about owning my own business now is I get to vet my clients. I don't work with someone that I don't think we could be successful. So they need to be driven. They need to want to succeed. I like when they're hungry. And it's good that if they can afford me, and if not, we'll start small and work our way up. But I think that's important to go into the mindset that where we're going to achieve something other than what I just said, just here, Ben, here's some money, take care of my problems. It's not that simple. So,
yeah. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. That owning your own business journey, you can really choose who you work with. And I think it just avoids wasting your time and the other person's time as well, because, you know, it's just, yeah, it's really good. So
I like that owning your business journey. I like that phrase. It goes both ways. I want to work with someone who's owning their business journey. Because it will work if we work together. And if we're both owning it, who knows what we can accomplish, right?
Yeah, it's like that partnership deal that really just works really well. So that's awesome. So you had something you wanted to share and kind of unpack about a method that you have. And I think it's just going to be really exciting to hear, like, what is this method that you kind of have that we could learn from?
Yeah. So I call it the CAN system. I'm still working on like an ebook and some training to teach this, but the CAN system is C-A-N, uppercase letters, and it stands for, there's lots of C's. I've been trying to cut down the C's, but it's create, content, collaborate, and network. So create and network, collaborate and network, content and networking. And the idea here is we need to be more deliberate. I mean, if you watch like YouTube videos, people jump on each other's channels all the time, and there's always shout outs and things happening, or businesses working together on events. But I find that's the exception to the rule. I find that a lot of people go into networking meetings with a bunch of business cards, and they buy a couple cocktails and they small talk, and nothing's really accomplished. And for me, I like to connect with people, and I feel disconnected when I'm in that transactional conversational. I can't give good recommendations or referrals because I don't know you. So what I like to do is infuse creation, collaboration, and creating content ultimately with my networking. This is a prime example. That's exactly what we're doing right now, because we do something together. In this case, you get to know me better than you, but we get to know each other better. We get to share audiences. We get to share networks. We get to create content together. We get to grow from each other. And it's all through that creation, creating content mindset with the networking. And it's really easy to connect with people when you do it that way. It's literally like, hey, Danielle, and I'm flipping the script, but hey, Danielle, I have a podcast. I think you would be perfect for it. This person, this person, this person have been on, so I really thought you'd be interested too. And before you know it, someone who's way out of your league, way cooler than you, way smarter than you, way more experienced, is spending an hour with you on a consultation call that they would charge $500 for. And it's because you're creating mutually beneficial content together. So I could literally say this a million times, like create content, collaborate, and network. And just to give like one or two more examples, let's say you're a graphic designer, reach out to people like a business and say, hey, I want to make you an infographic. I love your blog. Let me create a graphic for your blog. Or reach out to someone and say, hey, I have a blog. Can you contribute a quote to it? I'd love to use your quote in my blog. Or you can reach out and say, hey, I'm a photographer. I love your restaurant. Let me take pictures of your food. And then you take pictures of food in five restaurants. And then when you go to restaurant six, you say, I've already taken pictures at this, 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 and this restaurant. I have a good relationship with all these owners. I want to take pictures of your restaurant too. And then they start paying you for those pictures. But it all came from not writing down a number, handing out. It came from collaborating, mutually beneficial collaborating. And this is like a 20-minute presentation, so I'm going to cut myself off right now. And I hope people took notes, because I really want I want this to be the new form of networking. I want it to be mutually beneficial content creation. That's my jam.
I'm like nodding my head. Yes, yes, because that was really what you're describing was the heart behind my podcast too, because you know, there's just so many ways that you can really market yourself and network. But I'm like, I want to be cheering people on and be just a generous person in someone's network. And that has been a game changer for me, I'll be honest with you. Like what you're saying, without as eloquently put as you have put it together, but it is a literal game changer when you're not looking at people, what you can get from them, but you're looking at it as like, how can we work together and what can I give that will help you?
Yeah, I want to add one small thing, because that's when I connect with someone on LinkedIn, like, or if someone comments, I lurk their page real quick. And I saw what you did. I saw your website. I was impressed. And when you have this like connecting, collaborating mindset, you're like looking for opportunities. And I'm like, this girl, this gal's on the exact same wavelength. And you start attracting people that are like that by sending off that energy. Like it just gets better and better, you know?
Yeah, it was fun how we connected on LinkedIn. And I just saw what you had. And I was just like, I am loving what he's saying. And then just, yeah, it was just this great connection that we made. So it was awesome. So somebody wants to work with you or get connected. How does that normally work with you? Do you kind of have like set packages, or is it just kind of like, let's meet up and go from there? Kind of how do you go about that?
It's a little more let's meet up and go from there. I was a small business owner just starting my business recently. And when that was when it was like, oh my gosh, let's figure it out as we go. By now, I have packages, I have price points, but I don't have expectations. So I go into a call, I go into a discovery call, and I can figure out where they're going to fit best. But it's not just option A, B, and C. And even when it's option A, B, and C, we can cross something out and fill in the blank with something new. So it's very tailor-made. It's non-specific. Every single contract looks different from the next, which is pain in the butt, but also kind of fun.
Yeah, it's exciting, but work.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I view my packages like, here is an idea, but let's make it work for you. All right. So let's say people want to find you. Where are you hanging out the most? I find you on LinkedIn. So you're rocking out on LinkedIn, but where else can people connect with you?
LinkedIn is 1000% my number one. I'll use Instagram as an example. I'm on it. I haven't cracked the code. People don't like my stuff there. LinkedIn, I've built my following there. That's where I spend the most time. But I am on pretty much any platform. I can give you the link, but ultimately I created a link on my website, which is balbertmarketing.com. The way that works is B as in Ben or B or Buzz, Albert as in Albert Einstein, but a little bit smarter. So it's balbertmarketing.com. And then the special link is /all links. So if you go to balbermarketing.com, you can find me. But if you go to balbermarketing.com/all links, you'll find the podcast, you'll find the programs, you'll find the LinkedIn, all in one spot. It's basically a link tree. This is a tip. This is actually a really good tip that people don't realize. So many people have link trees. I've seen massive brands with link trees, and it makes sense. It's an easy way to put all your links in one spot. Here's the kicker, though. When someone goes, and this is not a trick question, when someone goes to your bio and clicks on your link tree, who benefits from that traffic? Do you or does Linktree?
Yeah, it would definitely be Linktree.
Linktree gets the user, Linktree gets the audience, Linktree gets the time. And not to like get too deep into SEO, but the more hits, the more clicks, the more time spent on your website is going to build domain authority. It's going to get you higher on Google. It's going to get you found for more keywords. So if you're sending your traffic to Linktree, Linktree is the beneficiary of all that goodwill. So even if you don't have a website at all, create a one page, use a template. It doesn't have to be complicated. Ask one of us to do it for you, but create a one page link tree. So at least it doesn't go to link.tree/Balbert. It goes to you. So when you do build that website 3 years later, you've already built 3 years of goodwill, and you're not giving your traffic and all that goodwill to Linktree. You're keeping it for yourself. You deserve it. That's why I created that all links for that very, very reason. Long way of saying to go to balbert.com/all links.
I love it. I saw Linktree too, and I was like, I can make my own on my own website. You know, so exactly. That's exactly what I did. I was like, I don't want to pay for someone to host links. I could just make my own web page. So I'm like, yep. That was where exactly. my I don't want to spend any more money than I have to mindset kicked in, and you made it way much more a smarter decision than that. So that's perfect. All right.
It is.
All right. Well, hey, before I let you go, I am going to backtrack a bit, and I did not ask you this question. So what are you learning right now?
So lots of things. I need a better term for this. I say I have shiny object syndrome. And I Googled it because I didn't know exactly what it meant other than I had it. And it was a very much like materialistic, like can't focus on a good thing kind of thing. So I need to redefine it. But what I mean by shiny object syndrome is I'm always working on like multiple things and always learning multiple things. Currently at this time, I am reading the book Storyworthy by Matthew Dix. He was on my podcast, Learn, Speak, Teach. He's like a 50-time storytelling champion. And in marketing, in sales, in branding, wow, everybody loves a good story. So I'm trying to learn how to tell better stories that aren't just chronological, that start with a hook, that are captivating. And I'm only on page 15, so I don't have any tips on how to do it. But I'm reading Storyworthy. And the other thing I'm working on is I'm going through HubSpot. And I know social media, I know content marketing, these things, but I'm not certified. So I'm getting my certifications in everything possible just so I can have like a bunch of certifications at the bottom of my website and just feel extra cool. So those are the two main focuses right now.
I love it. I love it. You're working on your brownie points. So that's perfect.
Exactly. So yeah.
Look at that. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming to this podcast. I am just excited. If anyone who has been listening realized this is our first guy. I even tried to get a guy on the podcast and I was like, I found one. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for, I like being the first at anything. So this is like a super high honor for me. First, so
you're like challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. It was awesome talking to Ben today. And if there is one word that I would apply to Ben after having gotten to know him over this little course of time, is that he is generous. He is generous in the way that he networks, in the way that he thinks, in the way that he gives. And if we could all just kind of sit down at the end of this year, kind of rethink how we network a bit, maybe how can we use the CAN system, how to be generous in the way that we engage with others. I just think that would be awesome. But also, if you're looking for someone to maybe help your business with the marketing and you really like Ben's holistic approach, he is on LinkedIn. I did joke in my show notes that if you really want to throw him off, reach out to him on Instagram and Facebook. But I'm sure I would not throw him off too much, but reach out to him. He would love to connect with you. And before I go, I just wanted to say that I am opening up the application process for more interviews in 2022 for the second quarter. So if you are a service provider and would love to be in this podcast where I can just kind of let you shine and share what you do, I would love to hear from you. So keep that in mind as you prepare for the new year. And everyone, thank you so much. Share it to your network. Give it a review. Do all the things that you need to do. And I will see you next week, Monday, on another Discovery Call.